Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Wow, Melissa, you sound really low right there. We got to change that.
I'm going to up it on my end.
Okay. I'll see if I can do so on Mars, too, here. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good over here.
Doing good.
Brittany, I want to just real quickly show my brains here a little bit because I did some homework. And by that, I mean I signed up for the Up North newsletter, which I encourage everybody to do. I saw a really nice article on here about some of our coldest temperatures we've ever had here in Wisconsin.
Ooh, what'd you see? What'd you find?
So on February 2nd and February 4th in 1996, the Badger State recorded its two coldest temperatures in history, negative 55 in Cordery, Wisconsin, in Sawyer County. And then the highest temperature was 114 on July 13th in 1936. Oh. That was an interesting one. Most snowfall we got was in Neillsville in 1904.
Ooh.
I don't know if we're going to beat that Neillsville one. I don't know if we're going to beat that one from 1904 anytime soon. But it is interesting to see these low temps. And I think, I don't know about other people, but between my love of history and weather, I find this stuff to make it a little bit warmer. Like, oh, and it's not negative 55 at least.
And that was an actual temperature. That wasn't even a wind chill. That was the actual temperature falling to 55 below zero. It was darn cold that day.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that warms you up. I like your method here.
Whatever you got to do, right? What does it look like for us today?
Well, right now our temperatures are at a mere 2 degrees. It feels about 15 below zero, which, when you think about 55 below, like you said, feels warm.
It's not so bad. Not so bad.
Not too bad, right? It will be mostly cloudy today. Those winds will ease up this afternoon, so that wind chill will become less and less. And our highs today, they don't really get too warm. They stay at about 15 degrees. So a chilly, crisp one today with the clouds still hanging on. They'll still be here tomorrow, too. But we will warm up a little bit to the upper 20s by tomorrow, all ahead of another shot of light snow. That looks to move in by tomorrow night, probably after 6 or 7 or so, continue through the overnight and be done by Thursday morning. But it's a little bit sloppy. This one wants to bring in snow and potentially some freezing rain. So Thursday morning, there could be icy spots, especially on those untreated roads or ramps or areas like that. So keep that in mind. But otherwise, we'll be mild to end the week with temperatures in the 20s and partly sunny skies. So a little bit of sunshine to close the week out, which will brighten the mood.
Yeah, that helps a little bit.
As long as we stay out of the ditches, it'll be bright.
I don't know if we are both doing it at the same time or not, Melissa, but as she was saying the temperatures, I was rubbing my hands. I'm indoors, and I was rubbing my hands to try to warm them up, even though I'm indoors.
Well, to be fair, I'm rubbing in lotion at the moment.
We were actually doing
it at the same time. I was nodding my head as she was going 20s. So
there we go. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll talk tomorrow.
Stay warm. Have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate you, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. You sound great now, Melissa. Volume sounds great.
Yeah, I had to up. See, look behind the curtain for the audience. Mm-hmm. We had an update on Clean Feed, and man, everything looked weird this morning.
Yeah, it did. Me too.
It's like brighter and things are more rounded.
It kind of looks a little more cartoony, but you know, so far so good. Well, as long as it's working and we got you on, that's what matters.
And I had to adjust my settings again to get me, you know, to boost things up, but that's fine.
I have to type in your first name every morning. I have to look even farther behind the curtain. I've never been great at spelling the name Melissa. Until the last couple of years. Now I got it down.
Well, now you've had practice. And this is the traditional spelling of Melissa. Not everybody spells it this way.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. That's cool. We got some other cool stuff lined up for you today. A little bit later, of course, we'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. We are going to get into, would you tell a friend if they had BO? How many of us would do that? And what we're comfortable with telling our close friends or not. You know, you got something between your teeth, that kind of thing.
Oh, that always. Strangers. Yeah, I would do that for strangers.
Absolutely. We got hot food takes we're going to be getting into. We'll be getting into some of those. 9 o'clock hour will feature some entertainment. Got a new an old TV show coming back. Another one that is stalled. And I want to remind everybody about some local theater coming up and going on. I'll get into all of that. And it is Facebook's 21st birthday. So we've got 21 things to never post on there. I'm going to get into that.
Good advice.
And before we wrap up, came across a really cool story about an individual entrepreneur transforming old cement bags into solar charging backpacks to help children read at night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool article. We'll get into that one a little bit later. But right now, it is Super Bowl week. And whether you care, like the Super Bowl or not. Yeah, exactly. I love this part of our show, that we have such a two different sides. There's a million shows out there with a bunch of yes people and stuff. I want you to be yourself. I want you to be honest about it. And I think that you represent a good portion of the audience. There's plenty, especially this year, where not many people really like the teams that are involved in everything. Mm-hmm. So if you get, but let's be also honest about this. Most of us are at least going to catch some of the game or pay attention to the commercials or something. So, hey, why not get paid for it? The site Finance Buzz is looking to hire someone to taste test 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco. It'll pay $1,000 plus a $500 gift card. Anyone can apply. You can just have you just have to live somewhat close to a Costco and have access to a Costco membership.
Dang it.
That is a little bit of a catch, yeah. They're calling it the Sideline Sampler Side Hustle. You'll test 20 different snacks, including wings, pizza, mini tacos, mozzarella sticks, and more. You'll photograph each of them, write a brief description, and then rate them all based on how good they are and how hard they are to make. I kind of like that last part.
Yeah, that you actually have to make the food, too. That's you're working for it, then.
And the cutoff, you might think, well, it's already Super Bowl week, but the cutoff is tomorrow, so you still got time to do this, everybody. Okay. You can go to financebuzz.com to find out more, financebuzz.com. I love the idea of going to a Super Bowl party, and you're the only one doing this, like people wondering what you're doing, like you're taking photos of all your food.
Why you brought 20 different snacks.
Yeah, I like that. I will admit that there is a part of me that wanted to just jump on the fact of the side hustle and how everybody has to have a side hustle nowadays because nobody's getting paid what they're worth or should be getting paid as far as the economy and all that. But moving on from that, because I think we can all agree, most of us can agree on that one. And if you can't, it must be nice to be making the kind of money you're making. Yeah. But as far as this goes, I think this also would be a really great way of getting, say, you know, there are plenty of people out there that are going to be doing this just because their significant other or their friends are doing it. So maybe this would make it more entertaining for those people that, you know, really don't care much about the game, but there's this.
Yeah, it could be. And it does sound like something that would interest you, James, because, yes, side hustle, check. Mm. Sports, mm-hmm. check. Mm-hmm. Snack food,
oh,
check.
God, yeah. I'm a grazer. That's all I do. This is like 90% of my diet.
This seems like the perfect side hustle for
really
you.
Is. So it really is.
So why aren't you doing this?
I actually thought about it.
Well, where is... I have to look. Where is our closest Costco?
That's a great question. I did not look that up.
Because, you know, I have actually more and more respect for that company as time goes on.
Well, they're one of the ones that it does look like... certainly, I've known a couple of people... when I lived in Illinois, I knew a couple of people that worked there, and mm-hmm. They always talked very highly about working for Costco. I you know, that's here or there, but it did speak to me pretty well, because I think the same thing about Quick Trip. I've known a lot of people that have worked at Quick Trips, and I've always heard that they get treated good.
Looks like Appleton.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I'll go visit my brother, and I'll go check out a Milwaukee Herd game. Oshkosh, I don't know. So you can go ahead and do this, everybody, if you'd like. I think it'd be a fun try, and it might make the game a little more interesting to you.
A little more entertaining. And you will have lots of snacks. 20.
Now, say you can't, you don't feel like it, or you can't, or you don't have the time, or, you know, do you even want to do the side hustle thing or sign up for it or anything like that? What about just making a game of things, your own game within the game, And, and you know, with the snacks or something like that, something reasonable. You don't want to do one of those, hey, who can eat the most, you know, mozzarella sticks things. Those only end badly. But, you know, coming up with side hustle games can could be fun. Could make it part of the, you know.
Well, don't they have like a bingo card for the Super Bowl or something?
Stuff like that. And,
yeah, like... What are the things you expect to see in the commercials?
Make it all about the commercials. That way you're, you're, you know, here's one of the dirty secrets about football. These guys only play like actually 10 minutes of the game. Like the actual playing of the game, like in basketball and in hockey and other sports and everything, it's pretty much consistent action. In football, it's stop, start, stop, start.
And I mean, it's a lot of go when they're going.
Absolutely. But... Yeah. And there's some, they're warriors. They're some of the toughest people on the planet.
It's like getting, it's like a car crash every time those guys run into each other.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're not minimizing that at all.
No, but as far as the time of the game, it's not really that much. You can make an argument. There's as much time, commercial time, as there is actual gameplay. So why not make the game the commercials?
Like 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. And you're not even talking about the pregame, which I believe starts in about an hour. The pregame for the Super Bowl starts. It's insane how much every year it seems like there's another hour tacked onto the pregame. To the point where it used to be like you're getting these backstories of the backup quarterback and everything and his how he made it to where. Now every single player basically gets like a bio. Every player. Water boy is getting cool. Melissa, it is. It is very cool. You're absolutely right.
Because I would probably watch that over the game itself.
And that might be where a lot of people
That might
are.
Be why they're doing it. To appeal to people like me who could not give two hoots about the actual game.
Well, I will say one of the funny things to me, as smart as most of these businesses are out there, it doesn't seem like the NFL has tried so hard to appeal to women, to appeal to minorities, and how have they done that with the like lamest attempts I've ever seen at anything. End racism. Like just end racism in the back in the end zone. Just no like inspirational thing. No how to end racism or anything like that. Just hey, let's end racism. Great idea. You know what? Yeah. Like you couldn't get more generic or more like if you threw it into an AI system, it wouldn't come up with something less creative.
I don't know. They haven't done, James? They haven't done with football what they've done with basically every women's sports. Why aren't those absolutely racked football players wearing crop tops and shorts?
Yeah, I will admit.
Like, seriously, why not?
Personally, I'm glad that isn't happening, but I do agree with you. I do understand what you're saying.
I mean, it's okay
there.
For women's sports. Right. Look at the volleyball outfits.
No, you're right.
Look at the things they expected the gymnasts and the athletes at the Olympics to wear.
It's it is something
for women.
It is something that is. I don't want to say it's gotten better because I don't know enough about the subject to say that. But I do think that we've made improvements, and it does remind me of one of my favorite scenes from A League of Their Own. That movie actually brought light to a lot of those things with women's uniforms and so many of the other topics of that I don't think a lot of us men understood. I don't think, and we still don't understand completely, but understand it a little bit better. And that means something not just for empathy and understanding, but certainly you have a lot of the people designing modern uniforms, they're men, and for they have a little more understanding of that. But one of the improvements has been having women in those rooms, having women designers, having them more of that. Again, hasn't made everything completely better, but I do think there's been improvement there. What you're talking about, I think, is taking it the other direction, and I love it. I think it's a great idea.
You want me to watch a football game? Put those boys in Daisy Dukes.
I'm telling you, though, it didn't matter to my mother. I will never forget sitting back watching
Let's bring back the 70s. Come on.
I'm trying to remember what baseball all-star game it was. And one of my favorite players, Cal Ripken, is up there at bat. And my mom comes into the room with me and my buddies, and we're all sitting there watching the game. We're like 12, 13 or something like that. And my mom just walks in and like, whoa, he's got a nice caboose. And it just walks out. Just like... I think it was
Cal
Ripken.
Heard all of my aunts do that as well.
Might have been Ricky Henderson. I'm not sure which one it was. But we will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the Idle Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we celebrate you and our great friends over at Idle Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Their doors are open, everybody.
That's right. It's their Monday. Tuesday.
They've got their specials today, a bacon cheeseburger skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bacon cheeseburger breakfast burrito. I got to go.
Nope. You got to stick around, James. I can't run the board from here. But they do have a hot meatloaf sandwich for lunch. You could get over there for lunch, James. Don't leave me hanging. Seriously.
Sorry. Melissa, did you see bacon cheeseburger breakfast burrito?
I did. And I know it's your favorite.
They got some great stuff over there. We'll meet you there, everybody. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Buy local, support local. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com is where you can email us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And, of course, call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. You can tell us your birthday or anniversary live on air.
And Melissa, what if people wanted to text us their birthday?
They could do that through the Civic Media app.
Yeah! I'm way too happy about that. I'm way too excited about that.
We haven't had direct access to it as easily as we have for WIRI, so it is exciting, James.
And I will say, too, we're just letting you guys completely behind the curtain all morning today. This happens when you and I do the show together. For many years...
Sorry, were those things supposed to be secret?
No. for many years, many of our longtime listeners, I've actually exchanged phone numbers with, and they text me throughout the hours and stuff. Mm-hmm. So now it's a lot more, I think it's a better that everybody can see the text and everybody can share in on it and stuff. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We have got three possible qualifiers. Let's get a 1-3 from you, Ma.
Let's go with 2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a happy birthday to somebody who can't win because they live in Illinois. But I want to wish happy birthday to one of my favorite directors of all time, Mr. Tim Ball.
Oh, happy birthday, Tim.
Few directors I've worked with that I feel like we see the same thing. We want the same thing. Like, everything is just on the same page. And at the same time, I think Tim, and I've told him this before, was so good at being a player's coach, at being an actor's director, while at the same time, holding down the fort when we had to settle down and all those things. I've directed a little bit, but it's not easy to be able to want to get along with everybody, want everybody to have fun, and also, hey, we got to get our lines down. Hey, we got to get our blocking down. Hey, because, you get the audience, I think, whether you've been ever part of a play or not, you can understand actors can be children at times. And by that I mean we're talking behind the we're doing all these different
not paying
things.
Attention.
Yeah, and especially Tim directed us in And Then There Were None, which is a pretty big cast, an Agatha Christie classic and everything. And we had some knuckleheads on that show, including me. and it was great. Tim's an awesome guy, great director, also a lover of rabbits, and him and his wife have quite a few. Wishing you a great day, Mr. Ball. Have a good one. Talk to you soon, Tim. Hope to work with you soon, too. We also want to wish a happy birthday to an old friend of mine and many in this community, Marissa Ewart.
Happy birthday, Marissa.
Enjoy your day, Marissa. Hope it's a good one for you. We want to wish a very happy birthday also to Mr. Ron Herman.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Enjoy the day, Ron. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Linda Wall.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Enjoy your day, Wall. I hope it's a good one for you. It's a great name, Linda Wall. Enjoy your day, Ms. Wall. And brag to everybody that you're a qualifier. Brag away.
And get over to El Cafe because you'll get free pie.
Yes. Thank you for the reminder, Melissa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Hannibal Buress is 42. Comedian, writer, very funny. Been on 30 Rock and a couple of other shows that you may have seen out there. Kind of, I don't want to say he's most famous for, because I think he's had some other parts and everything, but he is kind of known for the guy who first brought attention to Bill Cosby. And like, hey, something's not right here. Like, hey, there's a lot of stories about this guy, and it kind of led to it. Not kind of. It really was one of the first domino, I would say, not the first, but one of the first dominoes in the fall of one of the biggest names in comedic history. Which is tough if you're a comedian, a stand-up comedian, to have your kind of name built on that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair to Hannibal Buress, because he's very funny, has done a lot of great writing. He really wasn't, he was trying to bring attention to this while also telling jokes. So it wasn't, you know, he'll be the first to tell you he wasn't necessarily trying to be a hero here or anything. But there's many, many people out there who do believe that he is one, and brought a light to something that I think was important.
Yes, absolutely.
And Gavin DeGraw is 48. His song "I Don't Want to Be" blew up in part because of the theme song to One Tree Hill. Great singer and songwriter, kind of I think underrated. I got to see him when I was in Illinois. He did a live radio thing for and it was on there, and invited a bunch of fans down. And my roommate at the time, she is the biggest Gavin DeGraw fan there's ever been. So we went down and saw him. I didn't know much about him, to be honest. I went there. I was very impressed. It was very good. Very good. Very good with the people. Like, really friendly. Really nice.
Yeah,
seemed like a good guy.
Magnetic young artist.
I think a recognizable voice. I think a good singer songwriter. Just. Mm-hmm. Hasn't really, other than that hit, hasn't really had much others, but a good one. Oscar De La Hoya is 52, one of the more well-rounded boxers I've ever seen, and Olympic gold medalist, I believe, too. Rod Corddry is 54. Hilarious former Daily Show correspondent. He was in Hot Tub Time Machine and Ballers and a bunch of other shows. Rob Corddry, I think one of those guys you might know if you saw him. Very good.
Yeah, you recognize him if you see him. Yeah. Not as much with glasses. Without his glasses, I think he looks more recognizable. But
good interview, too. Mm-hmm. One of the bigger names in country music history, Clint Black, is 63.
Wow, 63.
Kicked off our Sunrise show today with Killing Time. That's easily. That's not just my favorite Clint Black song. That's one of my favorite country songs. I love that one. That does not get old to me. That's a good one right there. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest, we're talking about Super Bowl week and everything, one of the greatest players in one of the greatest players in football history, let alone linebackers or defensive players, Lawrence Taylor is 66 today. Played 13 seasons with the New York Giants, multiple Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl winner, and easily the most maybe intimidating man in his era. also, not a bad actor. Not a bad actor at all. No, I was very surprised by that. Lawrence, I shouldn't be, because all these guys do commercials and things. And nowadays, so many of them go through media training. So, I mean, it's not too surprising. But Lawrence Taylor was way ahead of that time. He wasn't a part of any of that stuff. And I thought he was good.
He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1999.
Also, Hall of Famer, Alice Cooper is 77 today.
Ah.
Still out there touring and doing his thing. A couple of big ones out there. My dad was a big Alice Cooper fan, so I know quite a bit about him. I know he's got a lot of hits out there, but I think if you're curious about the creativity and the writing and the voice of Alice Cooper, the Ballad of Dwight Fly is probably the best, I think, the best example of that. He's got plenty of hits, you know, School's Out and No More Missing Nice Guy and all that, but the Ballad of Dwight Fly, I think, is his best written and sung song. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but
you are. Yeah. But he's definitely best known for the raspy voice.
Yeah.
And the macabre stage presence.
You know, the one of those people, he's a huge golfer, like a huge golf fan. And he'll go out there in the makeup too, though. He'll have like your typical golf outfit, but then with the Alice Cooper makeup. Like he just goes all in, and I give him credit for it.
Do you know his real name?
I think I've heard it, but what is it?
Yeah, Vincent Damien Fournier.
See, now, if your middle name is Damien and you go by Alice, like
Damon, Damon.
Either way, Damon. I mean, I'd lean into that. I would think. I don't know, but that wasn't the bit. That wasn't the bit.
Apparently, Alice Cooper came from a session with a Ouija board.
Oh, interesting. And people no longer with us. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, horror director of all time, George A. Romero, born on this day in 1940. Night of the Living Dead and all of its sequels. But Night of the Living Dead changed cinema, let alone the horror genre and everything. Because George R. Romero went into it, and it wasn't just a horror movie about zombies. It was supposed to be about, you know, the way we are treating people at that time. And social, you know, relevance and civil rights and so many different things. He really, really took this format, because it wasn't just that. Then all of a sudden people started saying, well, I could do that with romance movies. I can do that with action movies. I could do that, you know, and just really a game changer. Rosa Parks, born on this day in 1913, the definition of game changers, first lady of the civil rights movement. What I love so much is not only that we, at our generation, got a chance to be alive when Rosa Parks was alive and hearing her in interviews and conversations, but so many times I remember hearing her talk about how, I don't understand why you're even interviewing me. I don't know why, you know, just this wasn't, she didn't do this necessarily to start a movement. She did this because it was wrong.
Right.
She did. I mean, she a young lady, the braveness of this. I hope that people could even try to have some empathy and some understanding of putting yourself in that era, in that time, being in that young lady's shoes and deciding enough is enough. This is wrong. And I would hope to think that everybody could be as brave as her in that moment. Just an incredible human being.
We're all human beings. And why? What makes one person better than the other?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing makes you or me or anybody else, and by you I mean the audience, but I'll include Melissa in this, any of us better than anybody else. Not a darn thing. Although, you know, having nice hair, that don't hurt. That don't hurt. I don't know where that was. I'm thrown off. I'm still thrown off with having the short hair. So that's where that came from.
You're still struggling?
Yeah. I got my headphones stuck. I don't know how I did it. It's a challenge.
Seem that would be less likely.
Yes, but that's what I'm sitting here by myself.
James, you're special.
That's a good way to put it. We'll just wrap on that. We will be back with more show after our news, sports, and partner break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. I can't turn down playing some Marvin and Tammy. Cannot do it. I'm going to lose some people on this one, I think. That, to me, is the greatest pairing in music. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Man, I'm talking love songs. Not saying, you know, do all over a duet, but if you're talking love songs or anything, You're All I Need. You're All I Need to Get By, to me, is the greatest love song of all time. There, I'll say it. I said it.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I would argue Alison Krauss and almost anybody she sings with, except Kid Rock.
Yeah. Agreed. No problem with that. Unforgettable from Nat King Cole. Actually, that might be the greatest love song of all time. That might be okay. I don't know.
We could go on a whole tangent.
Really
on
could.
This.
That might be another segment one day. We'll have to put a note in that. We'll put a pin in that one. We'll come back to it. For right now, you got a friend. You guys known each other forever. You're sitting there having dinner or something like that, and you're out and having dinner and everything, and they get a little piece of spinach, a little piece of something in between their teeth, and you are presented with the question that many of us, all of us, will be if you haven't already been. What do you do? Do you tell your friend? Do you embarrass them in front of the other people at the dinner or what have you, or do you not say anything? This is a debate that most of us have had in our head at least a handful of times in our lives, and now we're seeing some stats to it. Are you close enough with any of your friends to be brutally honest with them? Someone polled over 1,000 Americans to see how honest we are about stuff a friend might not want to hear. Would you tell a close friend about this stuff or keep quiet? And I want audience participation, 715-424-2600. Call up and dial us through the Civic Media app, or you can text us, everybody. Go ahead and hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. So would you tell a close friend about this stuff or keep quiet? They're in a toxic relationship. 74% would probably or definitely speak up.
That's a really hard one because
people
don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And they got to figure it out for themselves. So you're more likely to alienate yourself if you do speak up.
But
it's hard not to.
And a lot of this stuff on here is a little bit lighter, and we're going to stick to some of the lighter ones, to be honest with everybody. But I will say that when it comes to these things, I bring it up because in part this is modern times, and something that I think that we need to bring out and talk about more, not in a hushed voice and those things. And I think it is maybe the toughest on this list to be able to say something about or not say something about. I think that you have to know your audience, for one, and know your friends, know the type of person this person is. Are they somebody who is open-minded, you think will hear you out, or they're not? Some of those things. I also think that there's ways of doing stuff without directly doing it. In life, and that's an organic thing that you can only know or figure out in real time. But I do think that there are plenty of, you know, and I don't mean it like this, but for an example, when you're trying, you know, the type of person that it's got to be their idea, otherwise it'll never get done. So you
like most of the men in my life.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. joking, Andrew.
I was being subtle, James. Come on.
Oh, that was great. That was really good. But yeah, so that kind of, something like that, I don't think is a bad idea, but I don't know. I've been on both sides of this one where I haven't said anything and I teach their own, and you got to know your audience.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a case by case in that situation.
They're mean. 72% would say, 74% would say something about a toxic relationship. They're mean. 72% would say something about that. That's difficult.
If their friend is being mean?
Yeah. Because, I mean, only if, I guess what I'm thinking in my head is they're being mean to other people, but not to their friend. If they're being mean to you, too, well, yeah, you got to say
something. Then why are they your friend?
Well, yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. You don't have to be, like, look, you don't have to be desperate here.
Frenemies?
There are billions of people in the world. I'm bound to find at least a couple of them that are too mean to you.
It's really hard to make new friends, though, James.
You tell, like, that's, I actually have a second. Segment I'm working on about that, about adults making friends, and it's called Adult Friend Finder. No, wait, no, it's not. No, that's not it. That is not. That's wrong. That is. Don't Google that, everybody. So they drink too much. 69% said that one. Yeah.
That's another one that's hard to talk about, especially here in this state.
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked a lot about this with many of our Midday Magazine guests, and that the culture of that in this state, and how different it is in any other state. And what do we do about that going forward? Because it's not, I don't think that anybody is interested necessarily in changing that, but making it smarter, making it
I think having more options, you know, of things to do that don't involve necessarily alcohol. I mean, it can, but it doesn't have to.
Yeah.
And just giving people more options, because telling somebody they drink too much isn't really going to do a whole lot of good. The person who is drinking too much has to realize it and acknowledge it for themselves and want to change, because if they don't want to change, it's not going to change.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that culture is affecting a lot of other things in this state, too, that are affecting everybody's economy. Whether we're talking about drunk driving or any of those things, that's certainly understandable. But how many businesses are not able to? It's a long list of things that it's affecting.
We could get into a whole nother.
I just saw it. I cut it off. Yep.
Let's move on.
Would you tell your friend that they have BO? 67% would. So a third of us would tell, hey, you stink.
This is another touchy one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, is it a chronic issue? Then maybe you have a conversation with your friend of, you know, like, hey, what's going on? You know, like, are you? And again, you have to read the room. Is this a friend you can have that conversation with?
So, part of the reason go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, too, if it's a thing that's not normal, like, whoa, did you forget your deodorant today? Like, because here, I got an extra. Because that can also be a buddy thing to do.
So part of the reason I brought up some of the seriouser ones, like drinking too much or any of that, and this one is the differences here to me. The drinking too much, that's something or something like that. Now, you can hurt other people, obviously, but this is one that directly pretty much affects the person. The BO thing, most people that stink don't know it. They don't know that and it's not really affecting them. This is more affecting others.
You become nose-blind to sense that you're around. So, just like when you put on perfume, you're not going to smell it in, 5 minutes.
So 67% more likely to tell people of that one. Similar to that, I think, they have bad breath. 56% of people would say something about that one. And that's, again, one of those things where it's probably not really affecting you directly, although it is a roundabout way, but it's not, but it is harming others.
And would you actually say, hey, you got bad breath? Or would you just offer them a mint?
Yeah, yeah, that's a classic one. That's
because
classic.
As we know in the theater, James, if somebody offers you a mint, take it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't think twice about it.
Don't ask.
Yes, yes.
Just take.
Mm-hmm. They frequently interrupt people. 65% of people would say something about that.
Yeah, this is a tough one, too. Because...
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. And I think that it, again, every one of these, let's, you know, it's a know your audience thing. Mm-hmm. It's understanding the person. And I think one of the key things that we need to remember with this is we're talking about friends. We're talking about people that know each other, people that can tell each other stuff, and people that rip each other every once in a while, you know, those things. Mm-hmm. So I do think that this is stuff to say. Now, I think you can, almost all of these, you can bring up and not be it be like, well, you have to do this or you have.
Yeah, there's that magic word called tact.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you could, hey, I think you could be better at this. I think you could improve at this. That is what friends are for, part of what friends are for.
Relationships are work. And if you want your relationship to be healthy and good for both of you, it's something that's worth addressing if it will help the relationship. If it's going to damage the relationship, well, you know, you gotta figure that out.
They've fallen for a conspiracy theory. 53% of people would say something about that.
This is another tough one.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that one of the important things about it is not talking down to each other.
Right.
I don't. I joke all the time about flat earthers and how that's the one line in the sand for me. Like, I'll listen to somebody talk about Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster or any of these things. I'll hear them out. But the flat earth thing, I can't do it. It's my line in the sand. We figured this out a long time ago. There's plenty of other things for us to focus on. But I have done that in a joking way, and also because it's a little true for me. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I could be better about because I'm talking down to people, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want to be like that, and I don't respect people that do that, because somebody that talks down to somebody is not listening to anybody.
Right.
Think of that.
Especially in today's climate that we're in, with so much misinformation out there, and not. A lot of people struggle with knowing what sources they can trust.
Yeah.
So I think being able to be open and having those conversations and just, you know, trying to approach it with a, okay, tell me more. You know, like, mm-hmm. explain to me why you think this or why you believe that or where you found that information. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I think having those open conversations is going to benefit all parties more than, oh my God, you're in a conspiracy theory. Like, that's totally, like, how did you fall for that?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, making fun of each other, talking down to people, that isn't going to solve anything. And no. and to be honest, only kids can get away with that. If adults are doing it, they're babies. They're cowardly babies and children that are not don't deserve respect because they don't treat others and know how to treat others with it. Mm-hmm. Those are my feelings. I'm not putting that on anybody else, but I don't care what title you have. I don't care how much money you have. You treat people that way, I got no time for you. I got no respect for you. Respect to me is earned, and it is something that you earn all the time. And I don't believe that you can respect somebody that can't talk to somebody, that can't hear somebody out or go to their level, whatever that might be.
And I think going, you know, in the time that we're in right now, being able to have conversations with people who may disagree with you is going to be our superpower.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that it's going to be our saving grace, is being able to have these conversations in a civil manner.
Anybody can tune others out. Anybody can say my way or the highway and all this. It takes a real human being, a real brain, to be able to just listen and hear somebody out and talk to them, have a real open conversation. And the smartest people I've ever known know that they're dumb sometimes, know that they don't know everything. It's important.
The thing about conspiracy theories is there's usually a kernel of truth in there somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's how they get you.
It may not all be true, but there's usually a little bit of truth in it somewhere.
Two more for you, everybody. They keep telling the same stories over and over again. 53% of people would say something about that. So this is kind of funny for us, because in radio, you kind of have to do this. Very seldom are the same people listening every morning, so you have to kind of almost, when we're retelling a story, it's kind of like previously on.
Yeah,
it's a little like that. But in real life, I know I'm guilty of this. I know that I am. And every once in a while, not often enough, but every once in a while, I catch myself in the middle of it, and I'm like, "Well, do I finish, or do I just be like, you know, hey, what, you know what? I know I told this one to you like three times already, Dad. I'm sorry." Like,
Well, and that's the thing is, like, so I've experienced this in a former workplace, and I won't name it or say, you know, to protect the anonymity of those involved.
Nice.
But I had a coworker who had oh my gosh, okay, like, so I got to experience listening to the same story told over and over and over and over to a lot of different people.
Oh boy.
But it was the same story every time. Oh. I got so sick of it. So it was a very good life lesson for me of, okay, I either need to learn how to tell the same story in multiple different ways, or I share that story once and I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm getting sick of hearing the same story. Like, I would be sick of telling the same story over and over.
Yeah,
I don't know how people do that.
I kind of don't mind when people tell me, "Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, you told me that." Like, because I don't like wasting time. I don't like wasting people's time or anything like that. So I kind of don't mind it.
And I usually do that, and it's not because I'm like feel like they're wasting time. I kind of don't want them to get to the end of the story and be like, "Oh, I already told you this, didn't I?"
Yes.
And me be like, "Yeah, but I was just trying to be nice."
Yeah.
Like, that feels disingenuous to me.
See,
I'm more inclined to say, like, James, we already talked about this, right?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. See, I like that. It's funny too how we look at this. For me, if I'm telling the same story over and over again, I feel bad and wasting people's time. If somebody else is doing it, I want them to know, "Hey, I heard you the last time. I heard you tell this story." I was paying attention. Mm-hmm. And the final one on here, they got a bad haircut. 50% of people, half the people wouldn't tell somebody they got a bad haircut.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. Yeah. If they like it, I'm probably not saying anything.
And it's their hair.
Yeah, that too. I mean, you know.
Now, if a friend comes to you and says, "Okay, I got this haircut. Is it bad?" Then we'd have a conversation about it.
But
if a friend came to me and was like, "Do you like my new hair? I love it so much." I'd be like, "It's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you love it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and everybody is, you know, it's like art.
Yes.
It's your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like what I've done with my hair, okay. I mean, if you want to tell me, sure.
Yeah.
That's your right as a human being to say what you want to say. Is it going to hurt my feelings? Probably.
Yeah, I would say just keep in mind that wonderful word, tact. I would definitely keep that one handy.
And I always try to think of, how would I want to hear about this? Would I want somebody to tell me I have something in my teeth? Would I want somebody to tell me that I stink?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always try to think of that and before I do it to another person.
I think it's a good parameter to have. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the first hours of the morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
We got just a couple minutes to take you to the top of the hour. Plenty of fun in the 9 o'clock. We're going to kick things off with some entertainment. We are also going to be talking about Facebook's 21st birthday and 21 things you should never post on there. And we got hot food takes. Food takes. Ooh. We're getting into. We're going to get into that one too. That's all coming up for you.
We like food.
Yeah, that's coming up. But an Arizona Film Festival displays of more than 1,300 movie posters broke a Guinness World Record. The Chandler Film Festival's wall of posters at the Look Dine-In Cinema was examined by a Guinness World Record adjudicator and determined that it's the world's largest display of movie posters.
Wow. You said over 1,000?
Yeah, 1,300. The posters represented movies that have been screened at the festival over the years. They're very thrilled about this, and it's bringing a lot of attention to a local theater that could really use it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The display broke the previous record by more than 300 posters.
Nice.
I worked at one time, one of my first jobs was working at a video rental store here in town, Deja Vu Video. And one of the best things about that job was when we were done with the posters, they're like, I got to keep them. And I still have like at least 18 or 20 of those, like in a rolled up with, I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I can't let go of them. I still love them.
You know, they have picture frames. Mm-hmm. For posters that size, and you can frame them. My brother and sister-in-law have movie posters throughout their house because she used to work at a movie store years ago.
When it's done,
probably did the same thing.
That's awesome, actually. That's really cool. I think when it's done right, it can be, I don't want to say art, but yeah, art. I mean, it can be really cool, well, like some movie posters.
There's a lot of work that goes into those posters.
Yeah.
Some of them.
There's a lot of work that went into the There's a lot of work that went into the 11th annual Southwood County Empty Bowls event. Mm. We were talking about this yesterday. We on Midday Magazine had a great conversation about it. Encouraged people to find out more about this amazing event coming up. It's going to be at the Focus Saturday, February 15th, this Saturday at Focus over at 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We had Mary in yesterday, Mary Schultz, and we were talking about this. And just for a $10 donation and participating, you're going to get not only a one-of-a-kind bowl created by a local, but you will get a great soup from our great friends over at Anchor Bay or Chatterbox or Danny
K's.
That's
so awesome. There's so many restaurants that donate to this. And you said it's the 15th, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Oh, sorry, next Saturday. Next Saturday, everybody.
And it'll Don't jump us ahead, James.
Yeah, I apologize. 11 to 2 next Saturday, this will be going on. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. And they got a great Facebook page you can check out, everybody, but be sure to sign up for that, and we'll meet you there. I haven't gotten to go in years. I'm going to try to get there for that one.
Oh, fun.
It's a really fun event and an important one. We'll talk more about it coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.